1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 34 degrees outside. Precipitation staying to the northwest of us and should be for the rest of the daytime hours. Could see a high of 42 under mostly cloudy skies. A child who was in critical condition after being shot is making positive strides at Children's Hospital. Eric Grillert has the story.
The four-year-old boy is suffering swelling on his brain after accidentally being shot in the head near 45th and Chambers in Milwaukee. Roosevelt Cooper lives nearby, and this incident hits close to home for him.
I've been through the same situation, you know, and I feel like, it really shouldn't have been like that for a young boy of his age, you know, for that tragic moment in his life.
Cooper says he too was shot in the head when he was 12 years old, and it was another case of kids getting a hold of a loaded gun. He says guns should always be kept in a safe place where kids can't get to them.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
At least three people are dead and eight injured in a fire that engulfed a motel on the Jersey Shore this morning. 10 people are unaccounted for. Some reports said some victims of last year's Superstorm Sandy were staying at the motel, but Ocean County Prosecutor Joseph Conorado said he couldn't confirm that.
We don't know if there's any Sandy refugees there. There's a possibility that there may be. Again, that's because the records have been seem to have been destroyed in that one area, but I'm sure within a short period of time we'll be able to ascertain and give you an answer with regard to that.
Search crews are still unable to find any sign of a plane that disappeared off radar more than a week ago. It's the middle of the night off the coast of Western Australia, where ships and aircrafts have been looking for a possible debris field spotted by satellite a few days ago. There are fears that if there was debris, it may have sunk. Closer to home, Fond du Lac County Sheriff's officials say a 15-year-old freshman at St. Lawrence Seminary was arrested last week in connection with a theft at the school. Sheriff's Captain Rick Olig says the boy, who is from Milwaukee, has not been charged for setting the recent fire that destroyed St. Joseph's Hall on the campus, but the money was taken from the fire area. Information on the arrest wasn't released until this morning because of the ongoing investigation. Olig says for now the youth is facing charges through juvenile court.
He's in the Juvenile Detention Center for Theft and Burglary, and we're continuing the investigation into the fire, which is considered to be suspicious.
A Cascade woman who allegedly left her dog to die in a vacant home has been ordered to stand trial on a felony charge of abandoning an animal. Mike Kinzel has more.
39-year-old Kimberly Fidlin appeared in Sheboygan County Court this week and waived a preliminary hearing and entered a plea of not guilty to the charge. Trial is scheduled for May 6th. Authorities said a mortgage company was checking Fidlin's home, which was being foreclosed on in January, when an employee found the 8-year-old Beagle mix Lucky dead. Veterinarians said the dog appeared neglected for months. Fidlin, who's free on bond, told investigators she could not afford veterinary care. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The State Assembly worked into the early morning hours this morning on a long list of pending legislation. They approved a bill to require insurance companies to cover chemotherapy pills just like they do IV treatments, but cap the coverage at $100 per month. That was not pleasant for Representative Peter Barca.
It's disgraceful what they're doing. I mean, people at one of the most vulnerable points in their lives, to make them have to come up with over, you know, $100 a month, $1,200 a year. This is $1,200 that a lot of people just can't afford.
The Assembly had also approved a bill to limit in-person absentee voting to 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday for 2 weeks before the election. No weekend voting would be allowed. And they approved a bill requiring any schools that take public funds to have performance data and other information included on report cards as public records. The chemotherapy treatment goes back to the Senate for its approval. The other two bills go to the governor's desk for his signature. Meanwhile, Wisconsin American Legion, Wisconsin Veterans of Foreign Wars, and Wisconsin Military Order of the Purple Heart all say they are stunned and claim Assembly Republicans have refused to stand up for veterans. This comes on the heels of the State Assembly passing a bill last evening that sets restrictions on asbestos-related lawsuits. Democrats believe the bill denies rights to victims of asbestos law exposure. Republicans claim the bill is necessary to prevent multiple lawsuits. Under the bill, cancer victims suing an existing company would have to disclose whether they have also filed a claim with any of asbestos compensation trust funds. For the second straight year, the Sheboygan Falls School District is asking residents to vote on a referendum this spring that, if approved, would build a new middle school and auditorium next to the elementary school. A similar referendum failed last year, but School Board President John Maurer said a survey following the vote showed district residents wanted something done.
A combined 70% of the people that responded said that we need you to keep working towards a situation that will fix facilities needs.
The result is a two-question referendum, one for the $27.6 million middle school that is slightly smaller than last year's proposal. The other is for the $2.6 million auditorium. Maurer said the district has considered renovating the current 86-year-old middle school building. However,
as a long-term solution to get us to the next 50 or 60 years, it's not a viable option. It's not a really good use of taxpayer money.
If the referendums are approved, the cost of district taxpayers would be 72 cents per thousand of property value for the middle school and 14 cents per thousand for the auditorium. And a warm spring doesn't look likely for Wisconsin and the rest of the upper Midwest. The National Weather Service is predicting cooler than normal weather into the month of May. And that will be evident this weekend, but not today. A more seasonable day for the forecast. Mostly cloudy skies, high near 42. Any chances of rain or snow should hold off until tonight, with a low near 26. Will be 32 for a high on Saturday, 26 for a high on Sunday. I'm Rusty Melbourne for WHBL News. Now back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.